This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is due to plead guilty this week to violating U.S. espionage law in a deal that will end his imprisonment in Britain and allow him to return home to Australia, ending a long legal odyssey. The 52-year-old Assange has agreed to plead guilty to a single criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. national defense documents, according to filings in the U.S. District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. Assange is due to be sentenced to 62 months of time, already served at a hearing on Wednesday. He's expected to return home after that hearing. 3 days of mourning began in Russia on Monday after the death toll rose to at least 20 from a series of brazen attacks on churches and synagogues in the mainly Muslim region of Dagestan. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Attackers with automatic weapons burst into an Orthodox church and a synagogue in the ancient city of Derbent on Sunday evening. They set fire to an icon at the church and killed 66-year-old Orthodox priest Nikolai Kotelnikov. In the Caspian city of Makhachkala, around 75 miles north, attackers shot at a traffic police post and attacked a church. Gun battles erupted around the Assumption Cathedral in Makhachkala, with heavy automatic gunfire ringing out late into the night. At least five of the attackers were killed, and Russia's investigative committee said the majority of those dead were policemen.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Kenyan President William Ruto on Monday sent off the first 400 group of police officers for the United Nations peace mission in Haiti.
This mission is one of the most urgent, important, and historic in the history of global solidarity.
This is VOA News. The Kremlin on Monday squarely blamed the United States for an attack on Crimea with U.S.-supplied missiles that killed at least four people and injured 151, and Moscow formally warned the U.S. ambassador retaliation would follow. The war in Ukraine has deepened a crisis in relations between Russia and the West, and Russian officials have said the conflict is entering the most dangerous escalation to date. But directly blaming the United States for an attack on Crimea is a step further. Russia unilaterally annexed it in 2014, although most of the world considers it part of Ukraine. A new video released on Monday shows the capture of three male hostages near the border with Gaza on October 7th. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
In the video, militants cart three hostages, including Hirsch Goldberg Polin, back to Gaza. Rachel Goldberg, the mother of Hirsch, said she wanted to share the video with others. Goldberg Polin is seen with a tourniquet tied around his arm. Witnesses have said he was injured when attackers tossed grenades into the shelter where people had taken refuge from the attack. Hamas has since released a video of him in captivity with part of his left arm amputated. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A German team has started investigating the cause of a plane crash which killed Malawi's vice president earlier this month. Malawi's president, Lazarus Chakwera, said last week he had asked foreign governments to help despite investigations the Malawi military launched. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi government spokesperson Moses Kunkuyu said Sunday the experts will look into several areas leading to the crash of the Dornier 228 aircraft, including the condition of the plane and circumstances. The military plane was carrying Vice President Saulos Chilima and eight others to the funeral of a former cabinet minister in northern Malawi, crashed on June 10. The plane went missing the previous day, soon after it was advised not to land at an airport in northern Malawi because of bad weather. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Britain's Prince Anne has been hospitalized after an accident thought to be with a horse left her with a concussion. Buckingham Palace said on Monday King Charles's 73-year-old sister was admitted to the hospital as a precautionary measure and is expected to make a full recovery after she was injured while walking at her estate in southwestern England. Though the cause of Anne's injuries are not clear, doctors said they were consistent with impact from a horse's head or horse's legs. I'm Joe Ramsey.